Was there anything at the early outset of your life, as you look back, of your interests, say in architecture or whatever? Was anything planted then?
Well, I was always intrigued by architecture and the resulting interiors that I would see. I was always astounded by the grandeur of spaces I would see, you know, photographed in New York or Washington and so forth. I enjoyed going to the Tulsa train station to pick up my grandmother when she'd take the train up from Houston to visit us a couple of times a year. And I used to love that Art Deco building. I still do go to attend concerts there today. So I had an interest in architecture from a very young age.
5 or 6 years old.
Yes. Then also, in this first house I mentioned, we had a neighbor who worked for an interior designer, which I had never even heard of that at the time. He talked to me about what he did for a living, which is helping this designer produce interiors and get things done and get things made. And I was just fascinated by that, and he was very gracious to share his work history with me.
Elementary school, then. What school did you go to?
Holmes Elementary, which is where the Tulsa Ballet is now on Peoria at 45th.
Anything as far as a teacher or anything in your elementary years that might have been encouraging to you?
I had a wonderful art teacher. She was very, very encouraging. And of course, obviously, I was the star of the class, but no. Anyway, we had very good teachers in the school. And what was interesting is my mother also was a teacher in the school and taught fifth grade. I had to behave myself because I guess who got reported very quickly because all the teachers knew my mother.
Did your mother teach you?
They wouldn't let me be in her class, so I had another fifth grade teacher.
Other things other than architecture, like furniture, flowers, design at that early age?
Well, I was just interested in anything relating to architecture, interior design from a very young age. And then in 1958, my parents built a new house and let me be involved in making selections in decor, colors, fabrics used on the window coverings, and that sort of thing. That was sort of my first project.
They were very encouraging then of your interests.
Yes. My mother recognized that I had an interest and definitely encouraged it.
Do you recall them taking you to Philbrook or Gilcrease and all that back then?
Yes, very much so. We used to visit on Sunday afternoons, particularly after we had lunch after church. Quite often, we would go to Philbrook. In those days, the organ was played every Sunday afternoon, and I used to love that. The fact that there was a pipe organ in a residence was incredible. Also, Clark Field, whose Basco collection is one of the top in the country, and it's located at Philbrook, used to give talks in the basement, and I was just fascinated to listen to him talk. And then they would take me out to Gilcrease also. I remember asking numerous times, who's that man sitting on the porch over at the house that's on the grounds there? And they said, that's Mr. Gilcrease. So he would watch his guest enter the museum.
So even though you didn't meet him, you can say you saw him.
Absolutely.
Right. So you were 7, 8 years old when this is happening?
Well, I was 11 when we built this new house.
And that was your experience going to Gilcrease and Philbrook and that type of thing?
During that time period.
Did you get to design your own room?
Yes, I did. My mother let me go wild, shall we say. I had a very limited budget, so I went to a hobby shop that had burlap for pennies per yard. I bought burlap and I cut it and glued it myself. I was, I think, 12 years old at the time, and I glued it to the wall, and then I painted it the color that I wanted it to be, which was a real rich blue. She let me select some ready-made curtains for the windows and so forth. That was my first serious design project, was my room.
Sure. Did they give you the money to do that, or did you have to earn it?
I had a paper route and earned the money.